Let's go. Oh. Ow. Welcome to Off the Record, the music podcast where no opinion is too bold and no artist is off limits. I'm your host, and this is Mitchell.
Hi.
And today we're taking a deep dive into the greatest musical performance of all time, Heathers the Musical. It's a musical that tackles themes of suicide, depression, longing, self-indulgence, and a need for a place in the world. Our main character, Veronica Sawyer, tackles life in high school, longing for an escape into her perfect Ivy paradise, while our antagonist, JD, experiences loss, a lack of guidance through life, and a desire for something or someone greater. But before we get into our deep dive, a simple question. How did you discover them? Was it through like Spotify, or did you find them after they were like TikTokified?
Oh, that's me. Okay. my show is completely different. Go watch Under the Influence. Not that's
Stop
the wrong
promo.
One. That's the wrong one. I said Under the Influence. No, go watch my show. It's called Influence of Time.
Yeah.
It's fun. We're scripted. We're cleaner. How did we Can you say that? You have to censor that. For the Patreon viewers. We don't have
Patreon. Yeah, Patreon. Yeah.
I'm okay. Water vampire.
Go!
Okay, sorry. Okay. I met them through YouTube, of all places, weirdly enough.
Is that it?
Do you want me to say more?
I mean, normally you're like going to
a little back and forth?
Like a when
you
found them? Oh, you know?
Like 2020-ish, I think.
Okay, yeah.
And I found... There was like a video of someone singing. No, it was a compilation of Heathers from Broadway, and yeah, it was that. It was the dang dang. Yeah, it was.
I was doing the hand thing from 2020.
Dang 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 dang.
You put coffee.
For context, I put coffee in a plastic cup, and now the cup inside of the cup is rising up.
The stupid face is staring at me, and it's really scary.
So this is what recording like a non-scripted podcast is like.
Yeah, but half of it gets cut anyways.
Makes sense. Okay.
Okay.
But yeah, so I met them there, and then I kind of forgot about them.
What did I do?
I told you I can't drink water.
Oh yeah, right. I forgot about them, and then I got reintroduced to them when I watched Riverdale.
Oh, I forgot you were a Riverdale kid. Oh, no.
Frick, you mean a Riverdale kid?
Frick.
Frick, you mean a Riverdale kid?
My one friend was super big into Riverdale in 2020, and Ooh. It was... You wouldn't know her. Her name's Emerson. She goes to Guelph. Shout out Emerson. I love her. I've known her since I was fresh out of the hospital, actually. So, my goat. My grandparents' neighbor. So, like, I've known her since I was literally born.
Valid.
Which is crazy. Yeah. But yeah, she was super big into Riverdale. And then my friend who actually goes to Laurier, Charlotte, shout out her. She never wants me to say her name on here, but I'm going to. Hi, Charlotte.
Shout out Charlotte.
She won't come on the podcast. Charlotte, come talk about Taylor Swift with me. It's okay. She's still super big into Riverdale. I'm exposing her right now. She would hate if I said this, but... She is still so into Riverdale, and she reposts like on her TikTok all the time, and she's like, somebody let me talk about Jughead or Bughead or whatever it
Jughead.
Is.
Jughead.
No, what's the ship?
Betty
and Jughead or something
Beghead
like that.
Beghead is the
I
one
thought
it
was
I
Bughead.
Know. I don't know.
I don't know, something like that, but she's always reposting about that. I'm like, you know what? Yeah, go off screen. I haven't watched the show, but yeah, go
It's funny because Betty and Jughead aren't even together.
Oh, it's one of them. It's something with Jughead.
Yeah, well, there's Betty and Jughead is the first one. And then after Betty and Jughead, there's nothing. And then it's Betty and Jughead again. Sorry. Betty and Jughead.
I love Jughead's then dad.
Skeet Ulrich.
Skeet Ulrich.
Oh, yeah, because you're a big Scream girl.
I love Scream.
There's a chick in the later seasons when they do the time skip and they're all grown-ups.
Yeah.
There's this chick that moves into Riverdale and he's super into her. It's like Pop's daughter or granddaughter.
Sorry, I'm texting her.
She's on her phone.
I'm texting her saying I'm calling you out right now. Podcast XOXO, not Gossip Girl. That's why I signed off all my texts. XOXO, not Gossip Girl. Okay.
XOXO.
My turn.
Gossip Girl.
Okay. I found them in probably about the same time, like a little earlier. It was like right at the start of COVID, like the very first bit of lockdown. So like 2019, like mid 2019, closer to the end of it.
Lockdown started in 2020.
Stop flaming me. Thanks.
Lockdown started in March.
Stop flaming me. Get a job.
March of 2020. I know because I just came back from Disney.
I got stuck in Mexico for a month.
Lucky.
And there was no lockdown there. So lucky. I could just go about my life and my mom would like send me texts every day and be like, week three, locked in my house. And I'd be like, week three, in a pool right now on the beach.
In a pool on the beach is wild.
Well, there was, it was like, my grandpa has like these condos and it's like all like this. Mm-hmm. It's shout out Shangri-La, Shangri-La. Okay.
You wanna turn your ringer off?
It's on my iPad, I can't control it.
Ah.
It's fine, you can't hear it on here, it doesn't pick up. Anyways, what was I saying? He owns these condos down there and it's like a pool here. There's like a big pool and like a tiny pool. Like a hot side and a cold side, and there's like a bar in there. So there's like a hot side of the pool and like a cold side of the pool. there's a hot side of the pool and a cold side of the pool. And then if you go through like this little pathway, there's a big beach.
That was the third time she had to explain that. I just want to flame her real quick.
Okay, thanks,
anyway,
guys.
We got off topic.
Yeah.
Is that your whole show? You just.
Yeah, basically.
Cool. Cal. Sounded like you were right in my brain.
Yeah, because like, I went like this.
That tickled a part of my brain that I've never felt before. You know when you hear like a sound or a song, it just tickles that
That's
part of your
brain? That's what ASMR does?
That. I hate ASMR. It makes me feel ill.
Oh, I love ASMR. I like certain bits of it. I like those like freak
I can't do mouth noises.
Oh, no, I can't do that one. I like the one where it's like the fake hairdressers. They have like wigs on like mannequin. They put wigs over like mics. And then... That's literally what they do. And then they do like scissors cutting the hair. It is It is so nice. It feels like you're actually like in a hair salon. It's like, ooh, okay. Anyways, yeah, I found them probably the same way. And then I kind of got hooked on them. And every time I go back through my old Snap memories, it's me in grade 9 watching Heathers every time I get left home alone. Aww. It's me with a bowl cut. Exactly. Yeah, I had a bowl cut in grade 9,
The bowl cut
guys.
Didn't even look that bad.
You had to be there.
I'm going to die on that hill saying the bowl cut did not look that bad.
At first.
Most bowl cuts look terrible.
I didn't show
Yours
you,
was fine.
I didn't show you the original. I haven't shown you it when it was like up to here.
I'm still going to say it looked fine.
Oh my God, no. I didn't take photos when it was like, oh my God. Get a job. Get a job.
You're at your job, technically.
This happens every time I record. I get, nobody ever talks to me during the day. And then the second I hit record, I get like 800 messages. And I can't control it. And like, I have this thing where I just need to reply to people. It's so bad.
You didn't say anything.
I ate the mic. Back to our question.
Did you ever answer the question?
Nah, I like started and then Sydney started texting me. You're gonna make that fall off. I'm gonna laugh because it's just gonna fall on you.
Hey, look where it's perfectly lined up. Bam, man. Bam. Okay.
Anyways, yeah, so I found them like kind of the same way around. No, because we started going off about COVID. I said I found them during 2019.
I'm so lost.
I said I found them during 2019. You're like, COVID was in March. And I said I got stuck in Mexico. And then we just went from there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, my God. Speak of the devil.
Okay, what happened?
Maya and Sydney.
Oh, my God.
Hi.
The Holy Trinity. Don't think about that too hard. It's steaming.
What?
Steaming.
Oh, Maya says hi, guys.
What?
I just showed the microphone her test. I just showed the microphone her text. Like it was. Like,
I thought you were about to
camera.
Show a video or something.
I just showed the camera your the camera. I just showed the microphone your text, like the microphone was a camera. I feel like a genius. Anyways, Maya says, hi guys, yeah, I'm saying hi now in text. Just shout me out, bro. So that was Dafurk.
I replaced her, apparently.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
She just doesn't come anymore.
And I contractually have to come here.
Yeah,
Not
she doesn't.
I also want to.
I go to her English class more than she does. I go and sit in her English class now. every morning that we're both here.
How funny would it be? No, that's not going to happen. Never mind. Ignore me.
No, go on.
I was going to say, how funny would it be if the teacher thinks you're Maya and she's the one who shouldn't be there?
That's not. I used the bathroom one time in a class and she went, "You're not in this class. You don't have to ask. You know that, right?"
Why is he Asian? I've only just realized this.
Okay, thank you. Anyways, I found Heather's through the same thing. Just I was on TikTok. There are videos of me on TikTok. Very, very old videos of me.
And we'll find this.
I'll show you.
I know you will.
I could. It'll take me a minute. It'll take me a minute. Scroll.
Yeehaw! I didn't know how to react to this.
Yeah, it'll take me a minute to scroll, but like, I will find them. It's me right when I got back from Mexico, and I have like braids in my hair. Because in Mexico, people get, like, their hair braided.
Really?
Yeah. And I had, like, little braids in my hair.
I didn't get that done in Mexico.
Oh, well.
I braided my hair.
It's okay.
Maybe was I not woman enough?
I don't know. Where are you? Maya says she hates you.
I know she does.
Yeah, I literally replied with, I know. Or I said, we know. We know. She does. She's trying her best to be nice.
It's funny, though.
I keep her grounded.
Because she full-on was like, I wonder if he hates me, when all three of us were together.
Yeah, she just kind of says stuff.
She means it.
This is my favorite photo of me. There's the braids!
That has to be cultural appropriation. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, probably. I was, how many years ago is 2019? Hello? Six? How old would I have been?
1738.
I'm like, I was up below.
Sit your pretty as soon as you came in the dough.
What's 17 minus 6? 11? I was 11 here. Actually, yeah. I was 12 because it was after my birthday. So I would have been 12. Yeah, that's why it's justified. He's giving me thumbs up.
For the audio listeners at home, I'm giving the double thumbs up.
Schlatt reference.
That's Nivison.
Chuckle Sandwich Rev.
That's Ted Nivison.
Chuckle Sandwich Rev.
Didn't he kick Schlatt off the podcast?
No, he just left. They ended it.
Relatable.
Okay. Oh, that's a bad one. Okay, anyways, yes. Let's just go with the next one. I feel like I'm never going to get this answered. How would you describe the show in a few words?
Well, if we go back to the intro that you definitely wrote, I think you said it real well by saying the show, the musical tackles suicide, depression, longing, self-indulgence, and a need.
Yeah, because I definitely wrote that. I'm going to have my own words now. It's awesome. It's super cool and awesome.
Yeah, you definitely wrote this. Yeah, it looks like you're writing.
It very much does, because everything is spelled correctly.
And you use the word tackle.
I wrote trials and tribulations.
That was immaculate.
Exactly, and I spelled actually.
You spelled tribals and tribulations. You did the hard word correctly.
Hold on, Conestoga emailed me. Hold on.
God, guys.
Hold on.
My God, guys. Our college is emailing.
Ours? You're not in yet.
Yet. I'll get in. How funny would it be if I don't get in?
Imagine I just got, like, unaccepted.
I would cry if I didn't get in.
No, because I've already been... I got accepted in, like, December.
Hey.
Oh, my God.
If Suits has anything to say, you can be unaccepted from a school.
Oh, just telling me how to pay tuition. Okay, I already figured that out, like, 2 days ago. Anyways, yes. A few words. Big fun.
For the uneducated, that is a song that is the fourth track.
Ooh, later than that.
No.
Later than
watch,
that.
Watch. Hang on.
I saw the show live. It's later than that. I saw the show live. I keep sitting too far from the mic and it's like really messing me up. Guys, I love Jeff Buckley. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, it's five. It's five.
Did I not say five?
You said four. A little late.
Oh, a little late.
A little late.
A little late.
Yeah, I feel like we both summed it up fairly well there.
Yeah, we both equally summed it up pretty well there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. The next, that's supposed to be a thing. Discuss common themes in lyrics, love, death, relationship, friendship. Yeah, I tried. I really tried there. I really tried.
Well, the common theme of friendship, through Beautiful, I probably can't play these songs. I'm not thinking of
you
it.
Can play some.
I can play them? Okay.
You can play little bits. Remember, it's 10 seconds. Yeah, 10 seconds. Double tap. Oh.
September 1st,
1989.
Shut up.
Dear Diary.
Bum,
I believe I'm a good... I start school on September 1st.
I know.
God bless America. Not actually.
Bug eyes?
Yeah.
That's what he says?
Yeah.
Oh.
What happened? Freak. Beep. Burnout. Bug eyes. Poser. LARP beep.
LARP.
Thank you.
I just say it right after. Sorry, I'm trying to find the specific line.
College will be paradise if I'm not dead by June. This is me. Homo, homo, homo. So he pulled that up and then started looking and staring at me.
You were the one who said, this is me, right as I hovered over homo, homo, homo.
Well, yeah.
Is that who you're into now?
No.
Is it Maya?
Are you retarded?
Yes.
We can tell.
Thank you.
Welcome. But no, it's not. I'm like a 40-60.
Yeah, I'm 2%.
Oh, we know. And I know who the 2% is. You told me. You said Duncan. You told me. Everyone I know
he's
likes the same guy.
He's not my actual 2%. I do think he's cute, but I wouldn't date him. No.
Mm-mm.
Absolutely not.
Mm-mm. I can't.
No,
can't.
My 2% is people who don't exist.
You know what? Yeah.
I was agreeing with
you. I just woke up. Maya won't stop sending me Daniel Larsson TikToks. And when the thing came out where, like, apparently he got, like, jumped in prison and died, she called me sobbing. He's not actually dead. I can...
Here we go. I found it.
Martha Dunstock, my best friend since diapers.
We on for movie night?
Yeah, you're on Jiffy Pop Detail.
I rented the Princess Bride.
So that was longer than 10 seconds.
Whoa! Hey, sorry. Yeah, we're looking at the audacity over here. Oh my goodness!
Oh, she tweaking. Oh, that was fun. What did you
do? I broke
do?
The dip.
I broke it. I broke up.
What?
I broke up.
I broke up like this.
I broke up in a new Bugatti.
Anyway, as I was trying to say, that song is supposed to represent, like, how deep of a connection those two have at the beginning. Spoiler alert.
Yeah,
they hate each other's guts.
No, not necessarily. It's just Veronica messed up. Because Martha... Okay, spoilers here. Well, if you're listening to this, this full episode is spoilers. I feel like I should add a
spoiler. Oh, yeah. Spoilers warning. Ahead.
Yeah. Spoilers happen and ahead. Martha kind of just, like, straight up forgives her at the end anyways.
Martha's also kind of, like, sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like
She's
Martha.
She's all kind of creepy.
Anyways, is there any other songs, kind of?
That portray friendship?
Yeah. The End, Beautiful Reprise.
Beautiful Reprise absolutely does.
Well, yeah, because it's them.
It's literally them, like, getting back together. Oh, it does start with that, doesn't it? Where am I? I'm lost.
Do Arrow.
Got it.
There
I got
go.
It.
Okay.
Yeah, let's play a bit of that. Just the beginning.
No, it's like, listen up, folks.
We're all freaks, but that's all right. We'll endure it. We'll survive it. Martha, are you free tonight?
Yeah, okay. Fire.
But yeah, that whole song about them getting back together and finishing their tradition of Jiffy Pop in a movie.
Fire.
Maybe we can watch something with a happy ending. Are there any happy endings? Shut up.
You don't. Yeah, you. Her. Yeah, you tried jumping off a bridge, Veronica.
Oh, she did. Sorry.
She's in a wheelchair.
Forgot about
a neck brace.
I know.
An arm brace.
Just trying. Just another one of the pigeons. Just
the pigeons. The popular.
Just another
one of the. Oh, fuck! What is it? It's not in a song.
Just another one of... Yes, it is. Just
trying to imitate the popular... What's the word? It's Yo Girl.
Just another geek trying to imitate the popular people and failing miserably.
I love this song.
I love the bass in that one.
Keep it together. Okay, wait, hold on. I'm going on a whole new question here. If you could play anyone, does not matter gender, if you could play anyone...
JD.
Really? I'd play Heather Mack, yellow one.
That's why I'm saying that if WCI ever does a production, I will...
For next year?
I will do everything in my power to get JD. Everything in my power.
Honestly, I really wanted Heather's this year. The options was Charlie Brown, Adam's Family, and Mean Girls.
Oh!
We could have had Mean Girls. You know how good of a Karen I would have been?
I want
to
be Kaylee Coco. Or Glenn Coco.
Yeah, I was going to say.
So badly. Because I want to have that freak out.
I haven't seen the musical.
Okay. She has she has a freak out where she's like, she talks about the chick cheating. And it's like, no, they're both in the mascot costume as they're doing
that's
it.
That's not Glenn Coco.
It's Glenn Coco, yes. No, that's not Glenn Cloco. Glenn Cloco. No.
Glenn Cloco.
And
that's Gretchen.
And for Gretchen Wieners. But yeah. Okay, Gretchen Wieners is who I want to be then. Glenn Cloco just kind of sits there and gets a lot of candy canes.
I would want to be Karen.
Four for Glenn Cloco. You glow, Glenn Cloco. Glenn Cloco.
Yeah.
I'm
so tired. I'm so tired. I've been up since 2. I'm so tired.
It's starting to taste less like stuff and just water.
Yeah. Got like... Starbucks barista swirl it. Yeah, there you go.
I don't know.
You could work at Starbucks.
That's literally my dream job since I was 7.
Really?
My mother worked there, which is why.
Oh, you told me this.
Yeah, she's a black apron.
You told me this. Oh my god, yeah.
You know, my mother's bougie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mom's awesome. I haven't met this woman.
Yes, you have.
I have.
Yeah, you have.
Oh my god, that was like 2 months ago.
First day we ever drove you. It was my mom.
We drived.
Yeah.
Yeah, we drived.
We drived.
We drived. Not drove, we drived.
We drived.
Yeah, we drived.
We drived.
Least and least favorite lyrics, what stands out?
I already got this on lock. Hang on.
I know my least. I can do songs. I don't know lyrics, though. Yep. Oh. Yup. I like the ending to this. Everyone's pushing, everyone's fighting. Is it the scab lyric?
Yep. He pulled a scab off one time playing kickball.
Ew!
Kissed me quick and then pressed it in my head.
Ew!
I took that scab and put it in a locket.
Anyways, yeah, this is...
That is absolutely the worst line. The one we're currently on. I took that scab and put it in a locket.
All year long, I was near my heart. He didn't care if I was in a pain. Yeah, okay. I hate that song. But how about best lyric?
Best lyric.
Same song or different one?
No, different one.
Fight for me. Freeze frame. Oh, I love this song.
This is such a good song.
Been through 10 high schools. Yeah, me as hell. I've been through 4 technically. Who needs cocaine?
When mom was alive, we lived halfway normal.
Does your mommy
now
know you
it's
eat
just
all that
me
crap?
And my dad, we're less formal. I learned to cook pasta, I learned to pay rent. Learned the world doesn't owe you a cent.
That is the line I love.
You're planning your future, Veronica Sawyer. What?
We'll go to some college and marry a lawyer.
Okay. My turn. Okay, least favorite, the scab.
It should be everyone's. It should be everyone's.
Now, if we're talking about favorites, I actually don't have one. I can't pinpoint one.
No.
There's so many I like.
I've just thought of one that might be better than that because it is actually one line. You want to pull it up?
Yeah. It might be mine. I don't know. Big fun.
Just because when I first listened to this, it's just, what is this?
His folks. Oh, air that. Beep, 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 beep.
You can say watching and Cinemax.
While watching beep.
On Cinemax.
Yeah, we're watching beep.
It's that or it's
Stone, I should quit.
I feel like Bono at live.
Just because of the belt.
The belt, yeah.
The belt. Oh. You can see when we play songs. They're so much louder.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ah!
Oh my god, my AirBuds. My app that shows.
I still don't know what AirBuds is.
It basically shows when you're listening to music.
Ooh.
And what songs.
Am I about to ruin your AirBuds?
Oh my god.
What? What did I do?
Nope.
Ooh.
Validation status. Congrats. Last Goodbye by Jeff Buckley is now your personal anthem.
Is that the 36 times one?
44 times. Completely new song.
Come on.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, sure. Oh, you know it's not updating. If I only play like short seconds, it's not updating.
Okay.
Luckily.
That makes sense.
So Heather's will not be mentioned. Thank you. Okay. Least favorite, The Scab.
Mm-hmm.
Favorite. I don't know if I have a favorite lyric. I have a favorite song, but I don't have a favorite lyric.
Well, what's the favorite song?
Well, that's another question. What's what?
Oh, it is. Yep, no, it is.
What's their best album and why? Okay, on Broadway, off Broadway.
On.
Okay,
hands down
off.
On.
I like off. I like the off Broadway one.
I
There's
like
more
on.
Songs.
I know, but I like on because it's the
okay.
songs.
If we're going based on like who plays who, I like on Broadway for the singers.
I love.
But
JD's
I like off Broadway
so
for the songs. If it was the original cast singing the off Broadway one, it would be off Broadway.
You know what? Yeah. Whoa. It absolutely would be. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Thank
but no,
you.
I'm saying
okay.
On Broadway is the best.
Favorite song?
Favorite song?
Mm-hmm.
It's a tie.
Ooh.
Me personally, it's a tie.
Okay.
Take a guess of what the tie is.
Freeze Your Brain.
Yep. And?
It's not big. Oh, Blue.
Nope.
What?
Dead Gay Son.
Really?
I love it because it's so sweet. It's so heartwarming.
Okay, yeah. Oh, no,
also, the fishing trip lore drop was wild.
Oh my god, I got to watch that live. I just had me and my homophobic grandmother watching two men make out on stage for a whole minute.
They did do that, didn't they?
I forgot. I always skip that song because I like never...
It's turning ovular. It's indenting. For context, we already mentioned this before, but...
For audio listeners...
For the audio listeners at home, love you to death. I put hot liquid in a plastic cup.
Because we're smart.
And it's shrinking actively because hot in plastic.
Every time I look over, it's just like gone up
it's
a little more.
It's a different... The face, though, is...
The same.
It's got... It. My cup has an hourglass figure.
On one side, not the other side. It's like very prominent on one side and very not on the other. You're wearing white.
I didn't mean to drop that. If that guy... You would have heard it here first, folks. The I had to censor that, but Julie is laughing right now.
Oh, what a
bubble. Oh, whoa, 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 whoa.
And water in my mouth. Keep yourself safe. favorite song from me.
Man, what's your favorite song?
What's my favorite song?
What's your favorite song?
I really like Dead Girl Walking.
Dead Girl Walking or
Reprise.
Dead Girl Walking Reprise?
Reprise.
What?
No, the original one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The first one's
yeah.
far better than the Reprise. The only good bit of the Reprise, personally, mm-hmm. is the ending bit.
I'm blanking
so,
here.
It's the one where JD comes in there in the basement.
Oh.
And they're talking about blowing up the bomb.
And then Meant to Be Yours. Very popular songs. And I also
so
have a third
good.
One. I have a third one.
I have a third
You're
one,
welcome.
Too. You first.
You're welcome. From the off-Broadway one.
Oh.
It's the rip-off Blue.
My third one, which is honestly might be the top, 17.
Oh,
not
I forgot
the Reprise.
17.
Not the Reprise.
Oh, my God.
The original 17.
And
I
beautiful.
Forgot about this
beautiful.
One.
Beautiful. Beautiful has to be up there.
Beautiful the first bit?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. It's good, but I don't think it's my top five.
I don't know if it's not my top five.
It's a
like,
really
it's
good
so
song,
good.
Though.
Okay. Least favorite song. You can't say
kindergarten
boyfriend because of the scab line.
Kindergarten boyfriend because of the entire existence of it. I think it serves no purpose.
Shine a light.
I do not think we need it to.
Shine a light.
Which one?
The original.
What?
I hate it.
But she's so funny.
Yeah. Oh my God. Someone right
she's
beside me got
than
pointed
Sean
at.
Lennon.
You know the part where she's like, I'm ending our affair.
Yep.
And like the show, she points at someone in the audience and it was the guy who was like right beside me. It was so funny. She's like, Steve, I'm ending our affair. And like a spotlight goes on. And it was just like half on me. And I was like.
And I faked it
every single
time.
Oh,
Honestly, I think
I love that show.
I think Kindergarten Boyfriend, hands down. Mm-hmm. But if you're making me pick one that isn't Kindergarten Boyfriend,
yeah, because that's like that's a lot of people.
That's everyone's because it's the worst song.
I'd argue.
It's so
I like
short.
The ending of it.
Just because it's so short, Shine a Line Reprise. It's just so short.
Is that
short.
The one that's like, oh look, Heather's gonna cry
yeah.
all night? I really like that
you
one.
You don't
actually.
Deserve to
live
like stuff. Okay, we're just okay.
Why not keep yourself safe? You have a Tylenol.
Sleeping pill.
Have a Tylenol.
Have a Tylenol.
Oh my god, I had a crazy headache yesterday because like the rain just messed. For the people who don't know us, we had to walk like I had to walk like 25 minutes. You're good. You're good. You're good. Oh no, you're not.
No.
Four.
Exactly. Throw them all on. Yeah. Now drink coffee. More coffee. Spill it. Spill. 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 Sorry, I should have done that. Yeah, lean towards the computer. Great idea.
I need to watch that on you.
What was that?
I didn't want to spit on you.
Ew. Okay, anyways, let's go most overrated and most underrated songs. Because I can talk about that one. But two! Haley Welch mention. Sorry.
Hawk Tua. Welcome to 2025. It's still funny, right?
No.
Leave Haley Welch out of this.
Most overrated song is Candy Shop.
You didn't even say right.
It's Candy Store.
Thank you.
My bad. Candy Shop's a
Big
different
fun.
Song entirely.
Hear me out on this one. They're tied. You said Candy Store. I'm not going to repeat you. I agree with that one fully.
Good.
But second place is Big Fun.
Why?
Because of the dang, dang, diggity, dang, dang.
Oh,
that TikTok,
true.
TikTok true. Ruined that for me. That whole segment, I can't listen to it anymore.
God, that was part of that song.
I have to skip that. I cannot listen to that anymore. I can't listen to Candy Store. I can't listen to Big Fun.
I just skip the part when she gets to the party, and then just I skip the rest of the song.
Really?
Yeah, she gets to the party, and I'm gone.
Oh, I like the start.
No, no, no. I save until he's like pouring out the cider. Like, are you trying to poison me?
Oh,
like
yeah.
Pouring out,
I,
then I skip.
I mean, I skip right off the bat. I don't.
The whole song?
Yeah, pretty much.
You're missing out.
Well, no, I.
It's like that photo of the digger.
The gambling.
Yeah. 98% of 99% of gamblers quit before they're ahead.
Before they win big.
Don't stop gambling.
This is.
I endorse this message.
I do not. If you know anyone with a gambling problem or addiction, you have nothing left in your cup. It's in the rim.
There's a thing on the rim.
Oh, I'm not saying that. I can't say that, actually.
I know how to make her crack.
I'm fine.
Is this where we haven't done an episode before because it's just going to be this?
This is what Maya does.
What do you think is an underrated song?
Underrated? Ooh.
Yeah. What do you think is the most underrated song? Because I know mine.
Scroll down. I don't remember names, unfortunately. Honestly, Kindergarten Boyfriend. Everyone skips it because of the scab line, but if you wait till the end, it's so good. Play the end. Play the last half of it, please. Yeah, just. Ooh, I don't know if it's that part. Wait, hold on. Yeah, go to lyrics. Ooh. Go up. You know what? It might actually be this one.
Are you thinking of the ending of Lifeboat?
Yes.
Yep.
Thank you. Is this what you were going to say?
No.
Oh. The part where it's like, everyone's pushing, everyone's.
Yeah, that's like.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's what I was thinking.
You know why it is? The me inside of me. Where they read out her suicide.
Yeah,
note.
Actually.
Just because I love the teacher character. Which is why I love Shine a Light.
Okay, yeah.
But I love the me inside of me.
You know what? Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Last question. I don't want to talk about TikTok anymore. How they changed the musical over iterations.
Well, the first change.
I think I said that right.
Iterations.
No, I was just trying to figure out if I said the word right. Yeah, yeah, okay.
The biggest one is changing blue.
Yeah.
They got rid of blue.
Hold on, I'm pulling up.
Can I play blue? I'm going to try and find a bit of blue that I can play.
Yeah.
Because I think I know the bit.
Here I go. Wow.
Where's the bit? Because there's one that I know.
Yeah, you know the song. Once you were geeky and nerdy, but they knew you're dirty. You set them on fire. Whatever you require, they'll do. So take them home to meet your parents. They'll wear a suit and tie and a fancy collar. They'll sing a lullaby. La 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 la. Please make these balls. I knew it was coming too.
Keep going.
Yeah. This episode just turned into a sing-along.
Every time.
Oh, I like that.
I like this a lot.
I like that game.
I like it now.
Okay. Pull up Off Broadway and let's see if we can play a bit of You're Welcome. It's right there.
I know the one that we're going to play. I think you know the bit we should be playing.
You were freaky. Yep. And yeah, it's literally what you just played. Just it was slower.
Yeah, it's.
Oh. Y&W Melly. Yeah, baby. Oh, that's not.
This is your.
That's Fetty Wap.
Racist.
No.
It's this bit. Once you were geeky and nerdy. Now you're flirty, freaky and dirty. You were nothing and nobody. But now you're good enough to get with me. Oh, you're welcome.
See, this is the more clean one that we can actually play.
Yeah, that.
You could keep going.
We could.
You're welcome. Look where you are. You're welcome. You're a football star. You're welcome. It was that smell. That smell. We love you well. You're welcome.
Yeah. So that's like the biggest change, as far as I'm aware. Other than the actors.
Nope, there's more.
What else has changed?
Go back to just like the full. Can you go like the full album?
Yes.
Heather's musical Off Broadway. Yeah. Okay, so Beautiful, Candy Store, Fight for Me, Freeze Your Brain, Big Fun, Dead Girl Walking.
Okay, this is
me.
All
Keep
normal,
going.
And then this.
You're welcome.
This
never
I've never
shut
seen.
Up again. So in the movie, there's the part where after Heather Chandler dies, the red Heather, mm-hmm. green Heather, mm-hmm. takes the scrunchie mm-hmm. and becomes red Heather.
Yeah.
You should play that. I think you would like it.
Oopsies.
No. It's Dead Kingdom.
This is my song. I will never shut up
again. Damn.
You gotta admit, that was impressive.
That was good. Oh, that was solid.
Give me that. Yeah.
That was better than the one yesterday. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
For the people that when we dapped
forearms.
Boom.
Boom.
Yeah, for the people that were not there, please.
Everyone.
For everyone.
Everyone. No one was there. If you were, shouts out you.
Why were you spying
Go
on
away,
teenagers?
Please.
Why were you spying on teenagers? Anyways, let's do a little wrap up. I can't
stop. Sorry.
Yeah, okay. Every Minecraft YouTuber ever. Let's leave it at that. So that was like the first soundtrack episode. I think I'm gonna do like a Scott Pilgrim episode at one point. Might do like a full Lin-Manuel Miranda episode with my cousin. Don't know. I don't know. She really likes the guy. She really likes Hamilton. She's more of a musical fan than I am. So.
I literally only know Hamilton because of Weird Al.
No, okay. So next episode, hopefully, is our super duper controversial one. The Bright and Biter. The Nibbler. Wilbur Soot. I almost stumbled on that name. I was like, Wilbur Soot. Okay. Yeah. Thanks for tuning in to Off the Record. Hope to see you guys next week. Fingers crossed. Sorry for being gone for like a month. Yeah. Bye.
Bye.